Parshas Vayigash, always, right after Chanukah, it's still Shavua Shechal by Chanukah, it was the Shavua Shechal by Zois Chanukah, and Parshas Vayigash takes us into Teves and into the days of Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves, the days of Choshech, Gimel Yimei Choshech, Talmi HaMelech wanted to be Metargim the Torah, Cheshchas HaTorah, Hare, you only see the Oren Torah if you see it with the original Lashon HaKodesh. So there's a reason why Parshas Vayigash is exactly sandwiched in over here. It's interesting, there's even a remez from the end of Parshas Miketz. Mamash, the last pasuk in Parshas Miketz that enters us in to Vayigash is Mamash Zois Chanukah. Chalila li me'asois Zois. Chalila is Ches Laila. Oisi is Ches Laila. It's Gematria Chanukah also. Chalila. 89. Chalila, lilasois, me'asois zois. The ches laila originally get us to zois Chanukah, and then we're ready to be vayigash, then we're ready to go into vayigash. We lit 36 candles on Chanukah when we did Moisef HaHoylach. If you would represent that each candle is for one day, so from Chafei Kislev, 36 days, if you spread out the days that the light spread, when even though we lit a few each night, but they spread out per day, 36 days later is ready Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Meaning it lit up the entire Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves is the Chodesh of Golas, it's the Chodesh of Shevet Don, it's the Chodesh, the coldest, darkest Chodesh of the year. And Davka, the Lamed Vav Neirois, are able to be mayor of the entire Chodesh Teves. But it's even more than that. We know we're coming to the days of Hey Teves. Hey Teves, according to one man, the Amar, is the Tzoyim of Tzoyim Asiri, was the day that the Besur of the Churban came. Ches Teves was the Targum of the Torah, Talmi HaMelech. Tes Teves, the Torah says, we don't know, but we do know that it was either Misas Ezra HaSoifer, or it was the Leida of Oysa HaIsh, and Yud Teves is the Tril of the Matzor, of the Golas. Parshas Vayigash addresses all of these in Yonim, and it's a reason that it's here. Parshas Vayigash comes the Besura of the Chorban. Parshas Vayigash is the Tikkun of that, comes the Besura of the Geula, that Yaakov Avinu, who was Mitzar for so many years, Oy Yosef Chai v'chuberet Mitzrayim. Ches Teves is the Targum of the Torah. The way Yosef proves that he's shayich to the Achim, ki pi hamedaber aleichem, he shows that he speaks B'loshon Kodesh. Tes Teves is the Misa of Ezra Sofer, the era of the end of the era of Nevuah. Yaakov Avinu, all those years of Atzvos, didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. And now it's Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim. And also, Asorah B'Tavis, we know, on one end is the Tchilas HaMotzer, the beginning of the Golas. But the Sforum explained that in Asorah B'Tavis is the Gar'in, is the ready, the potential for the Geula. Asorah B'Tavis is the Tchilas Tahalich of the Golas, but it's also the potential for the Geula. That's how powerful it is in Asorah B'Tavis. And that's Mamash Vayigash, going down to Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, it's the brothers coming together with Yosef, and that's the Achdus of bringing back the Geula. Now we have here the showdown between Yosef and the brothers. They don't know who he is yet. We're in suspense. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. When did this happen? It's a stira a little bit in Chazal. There's a little bit of a shaila. It says on one end that in the end of last week's parsha, Utevoyach Tevach V'Hochein. Tevoyach Tevach V'Hochein is the letters Chanukah. Ches V'Hochein is the letters Chanukah. So, and some swarms say it happened on Chanukah. Shine. You have to know if there's makaris for that. But Chazal say that it was on Shabbos. The Hochein, it was Shabbos. And the Gemara, the Medrash says, you see from here that Yosef kept Shabbos. Now, the Shaila is, if it was the Hochein, he was preparing the Suda of Erev Shabbos. So, Ibazoi, Vayigash Elav Yehuda now is happening on Shabbos. Ibazoi, Frecht, Rabbi Shmuel Diskin, and Meryl Diskin, many other Ochrenim talk about these questions. It says, Haboiker or Vahanoshim Shulchu Heima Vechamoy Rehem. Mechamer, for those that are holding in the Sugis, in Yavamis. They were doing mechamer on Shabbos. It comes out it was on Shabbos. Another thing is that they also were going out of the tchum. They were leaving Mitzrayim and they were going out of the tchum. Those are two isurim in Shabbos. They're not actually from the Lama Tesvalachis, but those are two isurim that we have here, rather than our sugis that we were doing in Yevamos. But mechamer and tchum, it's l'chayr Shabbos. So one answer is, no, it wasn't Shabbos. The hochein is meramez that it was Shabbos then, the next day, so it was already Sunday. One teretz. Answers both conscious. Another teretz says no, that it was Shabbos, but the Shvatim and the Avos only kept the Torah, the Ramban writes, in Eretz Yisrael. The emissaries Yosef kept even in Mitzrayim. Yosef kept the Torah, even kept Shabbos upon him. I don't know all the mitzvahs, but Shabbos kept in Mitzrayim. He was in Golis. He had, that was at fortified his Shaychus to Kirvus Elikim. But the Shvatim in Chutz La'aretz didn't keep Shabbos. I said that answers both questions also. Another terence I saw from Machamer, there's a Machlekes Rishonim that Machamer is only usher if it's your behema. Rabbi Chonon has a kash in the sugya, be mafka the behema, then it won't be Machamer. Here the brothers swapped. Each one took a different one's chamor, so it wasn't a problem of Machamer. That only answers Machamer. Saying it's Sunday answers both kashes. Saying it's Chutz La'aretz answers both kashes. Saying that Machamer, you swap behemoth, doesn't answer Tchumen, it answers Machamer. But there's another interesting diak about this topic. If it was on Shabbos, if this Vayigash Elav Yudah was on Shabbos, it says earlier. It says Vayikru Sim Loisam, the end of Osot Tzlat and the Mikit. Vayikru Sim Loisam, Vayamis Ishal Chamer Vayeshuvu Ira. Rashi says Vayamis Lashin Yochid, because they wanted to show how strong they were. Frek the Liv Yaschein, one of the Gedolei Achronim, Rabbi Kvega brings in the Liv Yaschein asks. Earlier it says Vayamar Vayeridu Ishasam Tachli. It says a Lashin Rabim that they did it. So he says, because it was Shabbos, and you needed to do Shnayim Shasu to avoid Chilul Shabbos. No, now that they have to show, now it's a Melchama, now they have to show that they're powerful. Now each one did it himself to show that they're powerful. But originally, they were going just at the Kuach Nefesh, but Chosh, they should do it. Shnayim Shasu. Another chat, the Chassam Sofer brings, it says, Yosef tells the people to run after them, Loi Hirchiku. Yosef says, make sure to run after them, they shouldn't run far. Why? Because Yosef didn't want to go out of the Tchum. He says, catch them before they leave the Tchum. Maybe the brothers don't mind. Because, maybe because Nefesh, or like we said, in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't keep Tchum. But he says, Lo Hirchikai. I once heard a different shot. Why didn't he tell them, Lo Hirchikai? Because if they're going to be Hirchikai, they're going to say, Tfilas Haderech. They're going to say, Tfilas Haderech, then they're going to win. Kayach of Tfilah. Lo Hirchikai, Yosef wanted to make sure it's before they say Tfilas Haderech. I saw another stickle in the Chasam Sofer. He says, the Gemara says, when they looked through and searched the Gevia, says the Chassam Sofer was Shabbos. He says, we know the Gemara learns out in Pesachim that Vayechapes and Vayimotze is the makar for Bedikas Chametz, a smach for Bedikas Chametz. So the Chassam Sofer asks, Lachar, you could have already, it says by Yaakov and Lavan, that Lavan was searching in the when he was looking for his Trophim. It's also a Shtekul Chametz, as that. Yeah? And he was looking for the Trophim over there also, then we could have said, you learn Bedikas. So Poshit, the Marsha says no, because over there they didn't find. We want to find the place where you do find. But the Chassam Sofer says, no, it's Yosef himself didn't hold the candle. Obviously, it was Shabbos. One of his other, someone else held the candle. He says, this is the smach that you do the bedika, that someone else holds the candle, and he has, and it reads that. But again, it's based on this cheshbon that it was Shabbos or not. And so the Etzem Sugi Alein, Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, the Medrash says, Vayigash is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, he was Nigash la milchama. Rav Nachman says, Lepius. And the Rabbanan say, no, it was Letfilo. I once heard a chat on this medrash, all three shittas are learning that it's tefillah. There's different ifanim of tefillah. There's a tefillah that's mitzura of mochama. There's a tzura of tefillah that the tzura of the tefillah is pious. And then there's a tzura of tefillah, the algemene tzura of tefillah. But the point of Vayikash is taka makar for tefillah. The Tor brings, actually the Ramah brings him in the Darki Moshe, in Hilchos tefillah, that it says three places in Tanakh. Vayikash Avram, Vayikash al Yehuda, and Vayikash by Eliyahu, it says. That's the makar for three psiyas. Before we come to Davin, we take three psiyas. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, we know the Gra brings down that there's a remez in the Taimei HaMikra. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, the Taimei HaMikra is Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, this Kadma Va'azla Revi. So he says, why? Why Kadma Va'azla Revi? Why did the fourth son, Yehuda, why is he standing up first? Why is he jumping ahead of the other brothers that are older than him? And the answer is the Hemshech. Zarka Munach Segel. He was the one that threw away his skula of Menucha Vailam Habi. He was Mevat, and he was the one that was standing up for his, when he took Achrayis. Now there's a fascinating idea came from the Al-Shech HaKadosh. What's going on over here? Yehuda, at the end of last week's parasha, was maskin that whoever they find the Gevia should get killed, and that they would all be Avadim. Yosef is offering them a great deal. They can all go free, and only Binyamin is going to be an Eved. Why is he suddenly making a trask? He was willing and makabel even a bigger Oidish. Of course, it's because they thought it wasn't true, but what's the vikuach over here? Says the Al Shech HaKadosh, he has all the riches. Tidarka, who explains that there's a sugi over here, but he says that the Shvatim over here, Mitchila, when Yehuda was makabel Oidish, it was because they were being makabel Oidish for the Mechira. And they felt maybe there is a Tviya on us a kitrig, an oinish, a knas, a siva to be nanash because of the mechiras Yosef. And therefore they were makabel, moves, avdus. Or if the one that's caught is Binyamin, Binyamin is punk, the one that wasn't shaykh to the mechira b'chlal. Punk Binyamin. So this is a different sugi over here. This is a tyrant over here from Papari that's starting up with us. It's not meshach shaykh to the mechira. Whole different sugya, a new setup, fresh start. He's not mavatar on anything. And Yehuda goes back and he starts retracting what he was saying until now. There's one shot, right? He thought maybe the Melitz Beinoisa, maybe the translation, maybe something's off in the translation to see goes close to him. And he says, let's discuss this again. What's happening? And as the Shakla Vatari goes on, finally Yosef, Alayachal Yosef Lesapik, and he says, Ani Yosef, Ha'oida Vichai. The Chofetz Chaim Alatar, he writes, this is a fascinating thing. A minute before Yosef comes with this curveball out of the box change in the whole situation, Ani Yosef, Ha'oida Vichai, the brothers were mevulbul. There was choshech, there was uncertainty, there was tsar. And one statement, Ani Yosef, changes everything. Says the Chasam Sofer, the same thing is going to be, Yosef is gematria tzion. The same thing is going to be, B'shuv Hashem, B'shivas tzion. It's going to be a b'chin of Hayinu kecholmim. One, it's going to look so confusing, and left is right, and right is left, and we don't know from the umois what's happening. And one, Ani Hashem, this galus, that's going to happen, pissed on Yavoi, like the Navi says, will be a total turnaround. That's the remez that you see over here. What's able to be happening? So Yosef is Megalan out to his brothers. And then there's an interesting shtel, a famous kasha that's Bechlal, Meshach Shaykh to the whole, from the previous parsha and from this parsha also. Why did Yosef not Megala himself earlier? He already was Eilul Gedula. He has potential to be able to give mazon to the mishpacha. Why is he hiding out? So he made a cheshbon. Maybe they deserve to be nenash. It has to be chaf beis shana connected to chaf beis shana of Yaakov. That's his cheshbon, is to make cheshbon shemaim. Why didn't he send? He became a king in the time. Let him send a letter, an email, a message, something. Shlichus. It's interesting. And there are different prints in the Yerushalmi. It's an afkamina legabi the tzura sadaf. We know that Masechta Shkolim is in Daf Yomi. Actually, the first few cycles, Rav Meir Shapiro used one tfus of Yerushalmi, which had 20-something blot, and then it was switched. They switched to a different tfus of Yerushalmi with a different amount of blot. There was a cheshbon. The first cycle, he actually started on Leil Rosh Hashanah. He wanted it to end Tu B'Shvat. It worked out for him. Punk. He used that tfus of Yerushalmi. Three cycles in, they switched it. But in one of the prints, there's Jitamir and there's Pietrikov, there's different prints in Yerushalmi. But in one of the prints of Yerushalmi, at the end of Zroyim, there's a space. A lot of times printers used to do that. They say, Shaloi Lahatpis in the Yar Cholok, to put a vort. So if you look at the Pietruk of Yerushalmi at the end of Zroyim, there's a shtickle there that the Matpis writes this kasha. And he says, why didn't Yosef send a message? He says a fascinating chiddush. He says, Yosef was scared. Not only that the Shvatim still want to kill him and still have a psak din against him, he thought Yaakov is in the Inyan also. He thought that Yaakov is also siding with him. He didn't know. What, he's going to send a message, they're going to come down and kill him. He didn't know. He was still a nirdaf. He thought Yaakov is Yodoy B'mal, part of it. And that's why he's asking that Binyamin should come down. He wants to speak to Binyamin privately and hear Binyamin, who wasn't even in the Mechira, from Binyamin firsthand, what Yaakov thinks of him. Not what the other Shvatim think of him. That's what the process was, that he wanted Binyamin to come down. There's another pshat, he wanted the Chaloimus to be in the sky, and they weren't in the sky, and they had the real surah. But this is an interesting twist of a pshat, that he thought that they weren't gonna... Now he wants to show them that he's Taki Yosef, so he brings two simonim. That he speaks Lashon Kodesh. L'chor, that itself, what's the raya? Maybe Al Zemelech, he knows all the umot, all the Lashonis. And the other raya is that he's mohol. The Mefarshim asked, what's the raya that he's mohol? B'nai Keturah are also mohol. Maybe he's from B'nai Keturah. And Bechlal, we see by Shechem, they made the whole city become mohol. Maybe he's grand mohol. There's one pshat, Rashi says he's mohol k'moichem. you were able to see that it was Yaakov Avinu was the Moichel. You could explain it literally, or you know, there's in Yonim, and what does it mean, Hasaras Orla, and that you were able to see that it's Yaakov Avinu's. He was Moichel Kamoichel. He was showing that he was Nimel Al Yedei Yaakov Avinu. And then he tells them something very interesting. He tells them, Ve'ato al te'otzvu. The Medrash says, Ve'ato ein ve'ato ela tshuva. So Be'etzim, they want to do tshuva now. Now sometimes a person does tshuva, he remembers chetei rishonim, and exactly what is he could become depressed. Ve'ato al te'otzvu. Shtendek, even tshuva, it has to be maybe with a certain bitterness, with a certain charata, but not to go and be noifel la'atzvus. In the Ali Shor, he has prokim on each one of the midois and hanhogos. The last parak, it's interesting, he writes, this is the Lashon, parak achroin v'chaviv, Revolver writes, b'li atzlus. And then he makes an explanation point. It was mechubin, he was gedruk. B'li atzlus. And he makes a whole Indian about how a void has to be b'simcha. He writes over there, Revolver, that a person has to be kal kanesher. How is a person kal kanesher? A nesher has wings. How could you moan from a person to be like a nesher? A nesher has wings. He says, we also have wings. Simcha. Simcha is the person's wing. Is that right? Yeah, according to Rav Olam. They say over from Rav Aaron Kalin, he said, Simcha is not a mitzvah, and Atzvus is not an aveira. Over what Simcha could bring, and what Atzvus could bring, Simcha brings to the rest the mitzvahs, and Atzvus can bring, Rahman al-Islam, to the rest. So it's va'ata. Even if you're doing tshuva, he's telling them, I'll pay Atzvus. Now he gives them the godim, and he singles out Binyamin. L'kulam nasa an chalifes malais, ule Binyamin nasa an chamesh chalifes, and also shloish meis kesef. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezayin, says, Efshir dogar shenet star by oisai tzadik, yikashal by zare, harry the whole mechira with the ksanis pasim, with the kinna between the achim, it all started because of this. So now, nochamo, he added a little bit to his baged. Because of that, it was Nesgal Galadomer V'yardel Mitzrayim. So now he's giving Binyamin Chamish Chalifais. Zok the Gemara Amar Binyamin Bar Yefes Remez Ramaz Loi She'osed Ben Lotzis Bimenu She'yetzim L'fnei Melech B'chavish Rosh Malchus. Pook now. You have to know why what was happening to him now, but a remez for him. The Chamish Chalifais is a remez to Mark. They went with Chamish and the Godin. And L'chor the Gemara is a Pella. The kasha l'chor was a practical kasha. Why is he doing something that's going to cause kinna? Why is he doing something that's going to cause kinna? The whole story with the Ksenis Pasim was kinna. There it is, I have a shtickle with a purim tire. Well, say it. Well, there's going to be kinna. The Gra says, it's interesting, Marshav Etzim Shtel Sin Shalom says, the Gemara didn't ask about the Shloish Meis Kesef. It says he gave Binyamin also Shloish Meis Kesef. The Gemara didn't sell on the Shloish Meis Kesef. The Gemara sold on the fact that he gave him five Khalifa. So there is a chat, maybe the Shloish Meis Kesef was hidden in the pocket of the suit. That they didn't see. But they see he's getting five suits. There's also another chat based on the Cheskuni. Others say also make this Cheshvin that the MS, an Eved is worth Shloishim. We know that the Mechir of an Eved is Shloishim. And when you sell someone as an Eved, you're Mechir to be paid him up to P10, till 10 times the price. Every one of the brothers sold Yosef. And the Etzim, they would have been Mechir kol echot be'atzmoy. To be mishtadel levdoisoi ad pi eser mi mechir of an eved, which is shloish meis, and Yosef was moichel them, so it's keilu he gave him 300. Binyamin has no shaykes to the mechir. Binyamin comes him 300. That's the 300, the pi eser of a mechir of an eved of shloish. What about the chalifos? So it's interesting. The goyin says that Binyamin's chalifos were cheaper. They were the same price as each. I'm not sure what's better, five cheap suits or one expensive suit that's $200 or whatever. I don't know, that's the cheap one, I don't know, whatever. But what's the milo? But the guy says, it says Khalifas by Binyamin Chaser, because his five Khalifas were worth the price of the other Shvatim's one. So it's not going to make the kinna as that. Now, why did Bechazesh did he give him five? A remez on Mordechai that there's going to be the Mordechai was Yotza the Levush. The five begotten. But the Chorin is an interesting shayla that Maral Diskin asks. It says that he gave Binyamin five chalifos as a remes for Mordechai. You say, but how come Binyamin didn't get a Khalifa? Everyone else got a Khalifa. Binyamin's getting 5 as a remes for Mordechai. That's a bazunda. A bazunda, Rechem. But now everyone else also got a suit. Why doesn't he deserve a suit? Says Abshula Diskin, everything. He says, why is he getting a suit? Because it says earlier in the Pasuk, Vayikru Simloisam, they did Kriya. They raised Kriya. They were doing tshuva, they were having karata, they were frustrated, but they did Kriya, they ripped their begadim. Says Abshula Diskin, Binyamin didn't rip his begadim. They were ripping the begadim because they wanted to do it as a kapora, as a tshuva for the Mechira. Binyamin. So he was telling us Khalifa is because their original Khalifa was ripped. Binyamin doesn't need a Khalifa as that. Binyamin is another cheshman. He's getting 5 Khalifas as Mordechai. It's another chazan. But you can't ask that he deserves a Khalifa. The Khalifa was because of Vayikra Simloisam. That wasn't shaykh by Binyamin. Yosef tells the brothers also something else. Altir gizu baderech. So Rashi. Altir gizu baderech. Altis asku bidvar halocha. Shalai tir giz aleichem aderech. Dabar acher. Al tafsiu psia gasa. And lefi pshutoi. So Rashi. They were nechlomim, and he was doyik, shema yerivu, aliski amechira, maybe they'll start arguing. So Pasha Pshat, he was telling them maybe that you shouldn't argue about what's going on. But it's a way to think about the other Pshat of Rashi. Rashi says, he tells them not to learn Dvar Halacha. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Yud, the Gemara brings this Pshat. The Gemara says, Al tirgizu b'derech, al tis asku b'dvar Halacha. Frek the Gemara, lememra that a person on a derech is not supposed to learn. V'omer ab'ili b'brachio shnei talmidei chachomim. Shemahalchim b'derech ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah. Ru'im li'sarif. Shenemer brings a pasuk. So you have to learn b'derech. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Gemara Tainis Tafiyud, ha l'migris ha l'iyuni. L'migris is b'kiris, girsa. That you can do on the derech. But not b'iyun. Why not? If you're going to learn b'iyun, you're going to get farblonjit. You'll get farblonjit in the derech. Maybe you'll get farblonjit in the sugya. When you want a derech, you're not going to have recourse for the sugya. Other azai, be'ian you can't learn b'derech, but b'kiyas yet. Oy bazai, Yosef was telling them what? Not to learn be'ian. B'kiyas, they are supposed to learn b'derech. Ha'agav atzmach. Like the push of Shad and Rashi, he was telling them not to fight about the Mechira, but now we're going not with that Shad. So the brothers just found out about Yosef. There's a whole tumul arai, and what's he telling them? Don't go back to the sugya. The Seis Behema was pushed that the brothers would go back, mamash, to the sugya. And derech ha'agav, even the other Shad and Rashi, that they would fight about the Mechira, that's also a sugya. They passed it on him array as bezdin that he deserves. So they would be right with mitvakech. That's also a sugya. They would go through the sugya. But the darg is that it's a sugya being. And it's also more than that. It's interesting. The lashon of the Gemara is shnei talmidei chachamim amahalchim baderech ve'ein beineihem divrei Torah. They're both learning. Each one's learning by himself. Two guys on a bus. Each one's learning alone. No. Well, where's the risk of their eyes? So where's ve'ein beineihem? The beineihem divrei Torah. Now the Gemara says it's a problem else. I'll be in. It's brought down that in the midbar they had that Anani Kovit. So in the Anani Kovit it says so they don't have the tier de Saderech, right? If you don't have the tier de Saderech, you can learn be in. There's no reason it shouldn't be mamshit. You can learn be in. Some people have like a pocket mishnayis for the drach. What's that? Punkt and pocket mishnayis. What? Why are you not in the sugya? Why should there be tier de Saderech? By the midbar it says kasher yachanu ken yiso, because since the anani kovid was mesader them the derech, so they were able to learn be'in. The Gemara says that b'derech you're only supposed to learn the migras, not le'yunit. Avazo you can learn even be'in. Reb Chaim Kanievsky for many years would go to be sandik. Wherever they were asking to be sandik, he would go from Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, to the north. Wherever someone asked to be sandik, he was sandik. Never said tachna, always a sandik. So they asked him, what's with the Bittul Torah? He says, no, he learns on the way. They said, but it's Bittul Torah Be'echus. He says, no, it's the same. Kasher Yachon, okay, it's the same intensity of his learning. He was, if Voltas Nishter didn't learn, he wouldn't have went. But he said, it doesn't start to learn. The Zelba learned. The Shkis was on the same level. So Yosef sends Agolois. Vayaris ha Agolois, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviem, Egla means Egla Rufa. Chazal bring, but I heard once a different shot, very interesting shot. Vayaris ha Agolois. Heard a shot from Rav Gedalia Rabinovitz. That's all. He said, People used to go from Europe 100 years ago. They would send one of the children would go to America. To America, Churban, America was a pachad. People would throw the towels and throw them off before they saw the Statue of Liberty ready. And even if not, within 2 weeks, the oil of and the avirah was such that people were the ruchnis was a shver nesoyin. And a lot of times these people went off after a few weeks, a few months, and they were embarrassed. But they were making money, and they would send money to their parents back to Europe, but not a train ticket, not a boat ticket, because they don't want their parents to see them. They're embarrassed. Someone that was still holding shtar would be able to send his parents also the ticket for the boat. Yaakov sees that Yosef sends him agolis, not just money, not just all the things that he sends on the list of the food that he sent. He sent him agolis. He says, come, you can come visit me in Mitzrayim. Yaakov realized that Yosef is taka halzach shtar, that the Yosef hoyev in Mitzrayim, that even in Mitzrayim, and that's what Yosef represents. Yosef represents that dargo of even in Mitzrayim to be able to stand and hold in the madrega that you are. Yaakov was zokin v'yoshev v'yeshiva. He sent Yehuda to make a base hatalmud. That's one bechina. But Yosef was in Mitzrayim. He was in place Manhattan. And he was able to hold. I say over. There's a famous story with the Gra and the Dugna Magid, that the Gra told the Dugna Magid, give me some musr. So the Dugna Magid said, he says, you think it's a kunst that the guy learned 22 hours a day, slept 4 half-hour intervals, and even during the daytime, learned by candlelight, with the windows closed. So he says, it's a kunst that you stay like that, and you learn the whole time. Kunst. Go out to the Olam HaEmes, to the real world, yeah? So one version of the story is that the guy cried. Another version is he says, "Veres ochem ma'at memuz machin kunz." As I don't say on the mice. So I want to say it's a chiddush. The Dugna Magid Voshen was the kunz. What's the pshat of kunz? Yosef made a kunz. Yosef was a kunz. What's the pshat? Yosef, as far as I'm saying, is gematria kuf nun vav. Same gematria as Tzion. Same gematria as Melech Yovan. Antiochus. There are a lot of things they talk about. Yosef has shaykh to Hanukkah, but Chanukah is when you go out into the real world and you don't like to learn with the candle in the house. You take the candle out. Simen Kuf Nun Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Nun Vav in Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of simonim that are the remes of the number of the simon. The mashal, the simon about shofar is Tuf Kuf Pei Vav. Gematria your shofar. V'chohena, there are kama simonim that have a remes to an inyan. Simen Kuf Nun Vav is the simon, the one simon in whole Shulchan Aruch. It's about Masul Matanis, in between Shachars and Suda and Mincha and all the other things. There's one simon about Masul Matan, I'm going out into the world. That's simon Kuf Nun Vav. The godness is that when it's Kuf Nun Vav, that's the gematria of Yosef. Kuf Nun Vav. To be a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. That's a kunz. That's what it means. That's what the Magid was saying. Not just to say, to be able to do a kunz, that's Yosef. Kuf Nun Vav is Yosef. And he was Yosef a tzaddik. Kuf Nun Vav tzaddik. That's the kunz. It says they're going down to Mitzrayim. The Eil Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayimah. That's in this week's parasha here. It's again in Shmois, but you have it. The Eil Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayimah. The Shivim Nefesh. The Shleimus of the Shivim Nefesh going down into Mitzrayim. The Gemara asks that it's really only 69. So there's a few different Mahalchim. Who's the 70th? First, the Gemara has a Havamin in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, the Gemara's Takasha. That it was Dina had a twin. The Maskana of the Gemara is that it was Yecheved. Various other pshatim say it's going on Yaakov himself, or it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's different pshatim. It's interesting, the Rosh in Pesachim, in Arabic Pesachim, he tells on Akasha that many ask, Tosfos asks in Menachos also, it says, by Sfiras HaOmer, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. And the Akasha is, we only count 49 days. Famous Akasha, Tosfos asks the Akasha, says two Tirutzim, the Ramban and Chumash asks the Akasha. It's not for now the topic, there's many Tirutzim. The Rosh says, no, 50, you let a round things off to one. 50, 49. Kamoi, says the Rosh. That says Shivim Nefesh. Everyone knows it was only 69. You're allowed to round it off to the 10. It's interesting because over here, when Rashi brings this Gemara, he doesn't bring that it is only 69 and that's it. He spells it specifically by B'nai Leia that it says 33, and he says, but it was only 32. Which means that you better find a teretz that's shaykh specifically to B'nai Leia. What's the shaykhs? And the then you can't round it off. But the Maaseh, the Maskan of the Gemara is that it was Yecheved. Yecheved was the daughter of Levi. Her mother's name was Oysa, right? It's a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim. The Daskeni, what it says? Her name was Oysa. Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi B'Mitzrayim. And that's the 70th. The Sfarim explain a lot about the Inyan, what's 70, that the Shleimus of a Tzur of Klal Yisrael, before it turns into Shishim Ribay, is 70, connected to Shivim Umois. So they come down, but before they come down, the pasuk says, "Ve'es Yehud the Shalach Lefanav El Yosef LaHoyris Lefanav Goishna." The Bnei Sashna has a big arichas on Goishna. He says Goishna is the letters on the dreidel. Goishna, he says, is Gematria Mashiach 358. It's Gematria Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Hashem Yimloch. And he has a big arichas how Goishna represented a mokem of Hashras Hashina. When Yaakov Avinu Betzim goes down to Mitzrayim, he's going down already now. The last 17 years of his life is now a bechina of Goishna, Mashiach. He's a Mashiach type. And with this you could explain, it says, that Yosef is Vayipal al Savor, Vayev al Savor, Yosef cries. As I'll say, Yaakov was saying Kriyishma. Yosef was crying. So the Shaila is Mamonashach, they should both be saying Kriyishma. Who's my Kriyishma? Why is Yaakov saying Kriyishma, Yosef now? So there's many pshatim. One pshat is Yosef already davened Kriyishma, but Yaakov was potter and told him because he was Holchei Drachim. He finally made it to his destination, so now he's saying Kriyishma. Yosef already said Kriyishma. An opposite pshat is that Fakir, Yaakov was saying Kriyishma was Vasikin. Yosef is a Melech. A Melech says, Shalish Ois. Another pshat is Yaakov is Takadavani Vasikin. Yosef is right now being Oisik and Kibirav. But I heard a different pshat. Yaakov saying a Kriyishma, the pshat that we said on Tolna were that it's Kipshuta, it's Kriyishma Shashachris. And we said it's better, why Yosef is not, Yaakov is. But there are many other pshatim that talk about that it wasn't the regular Kriyishma of Shachris. This was a different Kriyishma. This was a Kriyishma that Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring out something. Like one pshat, Yaakov Avinu is representing now that he's in Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. That when you finally see that everything of the puzzle comes together, as far as Yaakov Avinu is concerned, you know, myself, Asim and Labanim, Yaakov finally got to the destination. Yosef is crying. Yosef is the son. Yosef is now Maisa Ovis, Simon Labanim. Now we're starting the real show, going into Mitzrayim, going into Golis. But for Yaakov, Fakert, you know, the Chassam Sofer writes, it says already in Parshas Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Yileshev B'Shalva. Kofetz Olav Rukzah Yosef, I think the Chassam Sofer writes. Yaakov thought he's going to sit B'Shalva. He thought he's already up to that stage. When he left Lavan, it was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. He thought, I'm already up to the stage now that I'm entering in the myself in the bottom, in the promo of the real show, I'm entering already Gula Sida. No, Kavatzal of Rukzah Yosef, it hasn't happened yet. But now that he's going down to Goishna, Mashiach, for Yaakov says, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, it's one. Yosef is crying, Yosef, we're first starting the oil Shibur of Golas. Now that the Hakdama of the myself is Simon Labanim is over, now we're up to the real thing. So another interesting shot. Chassam Sofer writes, what does it mean that Yaakov was saying Kriyishma Yosef? No. He says they were both saying Kriyishma. They both said Kriyishma. But Yaakov's Kriyishma took longer. Because Yaakov was Moisif. Baruch Hashem Kivoyed Malchusa Loilam Fod. We know that Baruch Hashem Kivoyed Malchusa Loilam Fod was Yaakov's Tikkun. He said over here he was Masakin. And I'll be the Zohar, it's before Shema Yisrael, that's 25 Isis. That's called Yehuda Ilo. Baruch Hashem Kivoyed Malchusa Loilam Fod has 24 Isis. But the Lassid Lava, we're going to say, Ooh, Baruch Shem Koy Machzor Lavod, and then attack the Shlemus of the 50 Yosias. The names of the Shvatim, all the names, as we have to know how to spell them, comes out the 50 Yosias. Yaakov thought originally Yosef is ousted, and it's not going to be the full Shlemus. But now that he meets Yosef, Yaakov was now Masakein, the Shlemus of Ooh, Baruch Shem Koy Machzor Lavod. Like it says, Vayifen Koy Vakoy, the Koy of Shema Yisrael, and the Koy of of Baruch Shem Kodesh Nevoah. So that's what it means. Yaakov was mamshich longer the Shema Yisrael because he was masakin now the Tosefes of Baruch Shem Kodesh Nevoah and Vod. Pari sends him now to Goshen, and there's an interesting sugi. We're going to end with this very interesting thing. Yosef makes a deal. Pari gets only a fifth, and you keep four fifths. Says the Chidah, and many others talk about this concept. The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. 430 is 86 times 5. 86 is Elikim. It's Adin. It's also Gematria Kos. It's also 86. But Elikim, it's Midas Adin, is 86. And the Yidden was supposed to be a full Yad, a Midah of Yad, of Midas Adin, 430 years in Mitzrayim. In the end, the Kosh Yashiva was how much? Only 86 years. Kimavur and Chazal, the Kosh Yashiva was only 86 years. Gematria Kos. We drink four Kosos, because that's the four Kosos we didn't work. But who set in motion that it should be, that if it was Nigzar us to be full five Yodos, five Kosos, five Midas Elikim, why Taka was the Kosh Yashiva only 86? So there's many reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev HaSaketz. But in the Shoyrish Indian, Yosef already, my service in Lebanon, established, Vayosem Oysa Yosef L'choyk Ada Yom Hazeh, Al Admas Mitzrayim L'Pari Chaynish, Pari only gets a Chaynish. So from Xera 430, because Yosef instituted it way before then, we were taka goy, nigzer only one kois of Shibud, and we were zeicha to arba koisos.